GOP Connie Conway wins Devin Nunes' sold seat in California's 22nd District. By Christina Wong on June 8, 2022. Republican Connie Conway on Tuesday evening won California's 22nd congressional district seat in her race against Democrat Lauren Hubbard to serve the remainder of former Representative Devin Nunes' R. term through the end of the current term. "I thank the Valley's voters for placing your trust in me to represent you in Congress. I've listened closely to your concerns, and I assure you that I will give you a strong, unwavering voice in Washington that will stand up for you, your beliefs, and your interests," said the Congresswoman-elect in a statement. "As your representative, I will fight to eliminate inflation, which is devastating Valley communities. I will fight for common sense crime policies that will create safer neighborhoods. I will fight to restore water to our farmers and residents. And first and foremost, I will fight for all our Valley families, many of whom are struggling due to poor policymaking that can, and must, be rectified," she added. Conway won approximately 60% of the vote, compared to Hubbard's 40%. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, NY, congratulated Conway on her win in a statement. "Congratulations to EPAC endorsed Connie Conway on her landslide victory in the CA-22 special election. I was proud to join President Trump and Leader McCarthy in endorsing Connie's campaign. Connie is an experienced leader with a proven record of fighting for California farmers, small businesses, and families. Connie is a welcomed addition to the growing number of GOP women in Congress, and I look forward to working with her in the coming months ahead." Conway is expected to serve for a short period, through 2022, as the 22nd district has been redistricted to one that heavily favors Democrats. Conway is a former Tulare County supervisor and former Republican state assembly leader. She was appointed California executive director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency, but was replaced after Biden took office, according to Roll Call. Nunes resigned his seat earlier this year to run former Trump's media and technology group as CEO. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.